Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new guy. That's why they did that. And I knew that's what had happened. And I just thank goodness that he was there tonight to inspire us. We have not scored 10 runs in I can't remember how long. And thank you for putting Lorenzo back with Stratton in the minors.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yep.
There you go.
That's her.
Lorenzo.
That's her.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It is some. That. Do it at the end right
I
there.
Do
yes.
Some. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Hey, she's fired up, man. That's cool. Everybody's fired up after last night's game. We survived the storms and the weather and all that kind of stuff. Max slept through it all. You're lucky you didn't die yesterday sleeping through that storm. That tornado could have come right through your bedroom.
I know.
Do you have a basement
Hannah
in your
was
home?
Upset. No, I don't.
You don't. So where are you supposed to go if you don't have a basement? The can? Like they tell
yeah,
you
we've
to
talked
go?
About
middle
it.
Middle of the house and the closet.
Yeah.
That's what we've got a closet in the middle of the house.
You do. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where
it's not great, but I mean, it's what
or
we have.
Or back patio with a J in your hand and say, come get it.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm going to die.
No, Hannah called me like five times. Like, oh, that's so sweet. She was like, no, I was worried about our dogs. I was like, okay,
that's
not fair.
You.
That's
fair. No, they're never worried about you. Get used to that.
Yes.
I mean, you're learning a lesson very young. It ain't about you. Where the hell's the dog, man?
Yes.
Is the dog okay? Are the kids okay? I'm fine, too.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're still a thing.
We'll have Jay Binkley in about 25 minutes. We'll also get to our weekly poll question as well on the Fusco. Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan 965 Twitter account. But we kind of played a little bit of Vern's game that he played off of our game of one word earlier, and you said last night felt like an important win to you.
Important win. It felt like one of those wins last night that, and I hate to relate it back to this because of the same location, but it reminded me almost of that 3 a.m. game years ago that we played in St. Louis when, you know, the Royals and Jeff Francoeur were out there throwing down the diamond dust and getting game in, you know, at 3 in the morning, and they went on and won that game, and that was, I think, 2012, 2013. It was before the run, but they always go back to that as a big, important kind of game to get that win for the ball club and how that kind of sprungboard them to that, you know, that level that they were at in 14 and 15. And I was watching that game yesterday. Let's be honest. Let's rewind to Sunday at about 3 o'clock when that game ended against Detroit. Who was excited about the Royals at that point in time? Do yourself a favor and raise your hand. Exactly, right? That's exactly what it was. It was crickets. The fan base was getting restless. There was not a lot of interest. Very boring team, not scoring a lot of runs. it's summertime. People are starting to check out. OTAs are here. Training camp's coming up.
Talk it was to a you night, later.
Very much so, right? And so that was Sunday about 3 o'clock. And then 9 o'clock Sunday hits and they bring up Jack Caglione and everybody gets that fired up excitement again. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that David Sampson, another douche, you know, with those comments about,
Darren.
You know, no, it's David. No. Yeah. And you don't know
no,
what
I'm
you're
saying. We call people Darren.
Oh, Darren. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we could do that. But he said, you know, that I don't understand why the Royals are doing this. They're doing it because it infuses the team with energy. And I, mm-hmm. I think, obviously, JJ was inferring about that yesterday a couple of times in his press conference. Mm-hmm. I think everybody else was. We'll talk to Q coming up at 9 about that. You don't know what's going on in somebody else's home. Don't tell me how to deal with my wife or my kids. I won't tell you how to deal with your wife or your kids because you don't know what's going on inside the home. That move to me on Sunday to bring up Jack Caglione, well, yeah, was he ready? Sure. He was knocking the snot out of the ball. Could they have waited and saved a few bucks? Sure, they could have. But how many games could they have potentially lost if they didn't bring Jack Caglione up? How many games and how many fans could they have potentially lost if you lose those weekend games to Detroit, go to St. Louis, don't do so well? People aren't feeling it. So they needed an infusion for their fan base, but they also needed an infusion for that locker room. And man, and we talked about Bobby yesterday. I said, I think June's going to be like his July last year. What did he do last night? First pitch of the game, it's 2-0 to Bobby Witt Jr.
First pitch he saw.
So, yeah. First pitch he saw, 2-0 Kansas City, right? All right, Bobby's got a little bit of swagger back last night. Vinny had some swagger back last night. Everybody in that lineup got a hit last night. And so I think that game was important because they got a big-time win being down 7-2. They showed fight. They showed that you want out of your sports team. And I think that's going to be kind of that springboard. Jack came up. They got a big-time win after being down. I think that's going to be one of those circle games for me and to see what happens after that, because I think that was a big-time win for the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Small but big in the big picture of things. When we get back to the end of the season, I think we're going to be looking back at that game and saying it wasn't just Jack coming up. It was the way they fought back being down 7-2 and finding a way to win that game 10-7.
Here's the pitch to Junior, and he swings and hits it high in the air, deep into left center field, and into the bleachers. Bobby Witt Jr. gives the Royals a 2-0 lead in the top of the first.
So Matt, go ahead. How have they? Ryan's on the call for every big moment in the history of this franchise since he joined them, right? I mean, like,
wait until he
every
calls Jack's
call,
home run tonight.
I know, right? Like, Ryan is out there for every single call of the big moments, and it's awesome to hear Ryan on that call. That was a big moment for the Royals to get those two runs early. I think it was a big moment for Bobby too. It felt like it unlocked him a little bit last night. He looked like a different player yesterday.
Mac, what was your one word to describe that game last night?
Electric.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Bob said everyone got a hit besides Jack Caglione, but it was electric. It just felt like 7-2. Damn it, another night. Royals can't get it done.
Right.
Pitching wasn't there. We know the offense isn't going to do it. Oh,
does anybody sweat more than that Lorenzen guy? I mean, that man sweats like I've never, like my friend, the Kiters, they sweat and drink better than anybody else. It's a real feat.
That's a good skills.
That dude was sweating to the oldies out there yesterday. Like that dude was drenched yesterday. Was it that muggy out there yesterday?
It felt good, but yeah. I mean, I wasn't throwing the ball 95 miles, but you got to see his workout regime before the game.
Really?
Oh, it's nuts.
Damn.
The way he throws the ball from the third base bag to the left field fence.
Wow.
Maybe he should save it for the game.
Yes.
not his best night.
No, he's but there was everything. There was home runs. Mm-hmm. There was fantastic defensive plays. The comeback. Yeah, everyone was a part of it in some form or fashion. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was exactly what the Royals needed. It was electric.
It was. Like, it's hard to say that about a regular season baseball game.
Yeah.
That one just felt different. There will be those games over the course of the season where you go back and you look and you say, all right, keep track of this one. Remember this game. Remember this moment. And I think June 3rd, for me, is probably one of those moments because they did something that we hadn't seen them do all year. They scored six runs in one inning, whatever it was. They scored 10 runs. Haven't seen that basically all year long.
Only the fourth time.
But they fought back. Being down 7-2 with the way that they've been going, it's easy to wave the white flag and say, we'll get you tomorrow, summer. Right? Yep. And they didn't, and they battled, man. And that's a testament to this ball club for fighting back last night. That's why I say it's an important win, because I think that can go a long way to setting the table for, the next couple of weeks for this team.
Yeah. last night felt kind of old school for me. I remember driving to and from Warrensburg back in the day for college. I'd listen to Vern's postgame show and kind of listen to the reactions. Back then, it wasn't really, you know, much to complain about because I was...
Years were those?
I was like 13 and 14.
Yeah, it's pretty good years.
So you were locked in listening to Vern, and last night doing that as well. And he had a good caller named Shane, I believe was his name. So shout out to Shane for having that call. And it started to make me think, as he said, last night's team win was kind of ironic. And there's many reasons for that last night. And I thought last night was maybe your look to the future a little bit. I still think they go out and maybe get another bat in that lineup. I don't necessarily hate that. But you look at last night, right? The irony starts with Caglione. A team that had struggled for offense calls up their monster, or as Vern would call him, the left-handed Hulk. Or whatever, the Hulk is what he calls him. And Caglione goes 0 for 5. Now, let's talk about that for a little bit. Because, yes, I have Caglione rose-colored glasses on. But that was not an 0 for 5 where you go, oh, boy. Like, you remember when Gordon went 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts in opening day? And everybody said, I don't know.
That was an oh, boy.
That was that. Last night, Caglione gets everybody out of their seats when he hits a missile to right center, and that guy makes a wonderful play in center field. Top three play on ESPN's top 10 this morning. And he launched out there at about 98.4 miles per hour.
It's so funny that that play happened, actually, because Rex Hudler, when the game started, I know you were there, obviously you didn't see it, raving about the card. The best defense in baseball and all this kind of stuff, how good they are. And then you see that, you're like, and Rex is like, yeah, they really are good.
Yeah. And that umpire's put on some weight. And
he had surgery this offseason.
Hey, he's still fat.
Yeah.
shout out to Hunt. But you have Caglione come up, and he goes 0 for 5 in his debut. But this is why I kind of want to win you over on certain times where exit velo is a stat that helps. And this is why it is around in baseball today. Because Caglione hit the two hardest baseballs last night in the game that were not hits. And we'll have Cotrero on a little bit later on saying, he said in his post-game press conference, it's probably not always smart to hit it towards Arenado's way.
Yeah,
that guy's a gold glove, great third baseman, fringe Hall of Famer. And he grounds out at 112 and grounds out at 113.9. Those were the two hardest hits in the game. And according to Vern last night, those were two of the four hardest hit balls in the sport last night.
Wow.
So when you see that, it's not like you're concerned. At least I wouldn't think you're concerned. If he went up there and looked completely lost and was whiffing and was falling for the chase rate and was striking out to, you know, the curveballs low and away in the dirt, you'd be like, all right, the moment's too big. But he came out. You can see the video I posted up on our Instagram page, our Twitter page, the debut. And he goes out there and he takes the deep breath. He inhales, he exhales, kind of makes a nod. The crowd gives him the ovation. And then after that, it's over.
If he wasn't making his debut yesterday, there probably wouldn't be a lot of Royals fans in the stadium, obviously. Would there have been anybody at that game yesterday? Because it sure felt like everybody was there to see Cags, you know? Maybe even Cardinal fans yesterday.
There was a ton of blue in that crowd. It was good to see. And the other thing that was kind of ironic was this whole year, people have been pining for this offense to help out this pitching. That was a game where you had zero pitching.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't there.
Wasn't there.
You needed 10 runs to win that game. Technically, you needed 8. And they went and rallied. And they did it with 2 outs. And you know how they did it? They did it with Bobby Witt Jr., who had 4 RBIs. They did it with Michael Garcia, who had 2 RBIs. Shout out to him hitting in the 3-hole. I love that spot.
I love Michael Garcia batting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I wish he could bat in every position. There's just something about that guy. I think he's the best hitter on the team. I've said that before. I love watching that guy play.
And the thing that's great about that is Vern has alluded to this all season long on the sophomore album, that if this team is going to be good and this team is going to be a playoff team, they have to have production from Bobby, from Vinny, and from Sal. 8 of your 10 runs came from those guys. 8 of your 10 RBIs came from those guys. And all the meanwhile, your pitching was not great, which it's been there all year, and it was your bats that answered. You brought up an offensive juggernaut in Jack Caglione. He goes 0-for, but your team thrives. And I'm not here to say that because Caglione came up, they won. But I am going to tell you that when I hear Vern and I hear callers and they give these sort of analogies as to what Caglione meant, some guy also called in and said, I work in an office, and every once in a while it's a little dim, it's a little lull in the workflow, and we change things up. And it works, as in like your lineup. And then every once in a while they get a new hire, and it's a young kid out of college or something, or it's a new person with, you know, a vibrant personality. And everybody else starts to think, oh yeah, I remember when it used to be fun. I remember when we used to do this. And what we saw last night was Jonathan India, great game.
He had one of the best swings of the year yesterday when he went, I don't know if you had left the game already, but he went inside. I think it was in that fifth inning.
Yeah.
He went inside out and went the opposite way. It was beautiful swing. And I'm not trying to get geeky here, but that was just a pure, beautiful swing by India yesterday.
And in the celebration of this young kid who comes up, 20 people that came out to see him from friends and family. And with the first pitch, Bobby says, see, kid, this is how you do it. You get a fastball, jump on it. 2-0 Royals.
Yeah, he did not wait yesterday, and that was good by Bobby. Screw this waiting around BS. Let me just swing at the first pitch, because the chances are the first pitch is going to be the best one you see. And I don't think I make light of the Cags thing at all, and I don't think anybody should make light of him being called up. I'm living the Cags life right now with you two. I mean, like, I know what the new breath of fresh air and how you guys have kind of changed me and, you know, done things for me. So the old man sitting around, yeah, you can be changed by a young kid coming up and get revitalized and rejuvenated and all that kind of stuff. And the Royals needed it. That's why I said on Monday, they needed a shot of adrenaline right now. This was adding in Ibanez. This was adding in Ben Jobers. And Hosmer even agreed to that yesterday, what that did for their club back in 14 and 15. And I think that's why it's good to have JJ in this position as well, because he lived 14 and 15. He saw what they did that worked, what didn't work, obviously. And you can take the best of both worlds and now run the team and do those things and think back. You know what? When we were struggling in 2014 and came out of that All-Star break and lost to Boston, remember that? They came out of that break in 14 and they lost, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 in a row, and they got swept in Boston and it wasn't good. And then they went out and got Raul Ibanez, right? And he didn't produce much, but he told those guys, you guys are good, man. Teams fear you. Pick yourselves up and go play good baseball. And they did, and they turned it around and made the World Series, right? And then you had Ben Zobrist in 15, and that gave him a shot in the arm when they needed it the most. And I think yesterday, it wasn't late in the season, it wasn't after the All-Star break, but JJ read the frickin' room like a boss yesterday, or 2 days ago, or 3 days, whatever it was, and realized, these guys need a shot. And there's nobody really out there we can go get right now other than Jack Caglione. So what the hell? Bring the kid up and let's see what happens. And it worked out perfect yesterday to give those guys that shot of adrenaline.
No doubt. And
perhaps I can find new ways to motivate them.
No doubt, Mr. Vader. Very similar to what that was. Because, like the office analogy that the caller used, you see other guys step up that say, hey, come here, I'll show you how to like kind of do this. Or, hey, this is where this happens. Vinny Pasquantino, 2-out smoke shot, knocks in runs. So Bobby Witt Jr., 4 RBI with a home run that set up the game to start off that we thought was going to be all right. And then St. Louis happened, and then the Royals happened. Uh-huh. And then Salvador Perez, who hit right before Cags, gets a 2-out RBI single.
Big moment for
Salvador. And
knocks in a run. Yeah.
And this was Cags on his debut after the game in the locker room.
Relieved, but, you know, I was super excited to share the field with all these guys, you know. For the bats to come out the way that they did was really cool to watch. It's kind of stepping the batter's box behind Salvador Perez was really cool growing up watching him. So that was a cool first full circle moment.
Did it settle in at all? Like, you talk about soaking in the moment, but is that actually like, does it feel real now?
For sure. Yeah. I think, you know, going up for my first AB, I felt really comfortable. Threw some good pitches, hit the ball pretty well. No cigar. Luke Scott's pretty good out there, so made a great play, and I felt really good.
What are you thinking when that ball leaves the bat? And
probably a lot, but what you see there
is... I'm thinking about an ice cream.
The kid comes up, and he's got the moment, right? And that's what's so maybe ironic even more, is that here's this young kid that comes up, and he sees these stars. He says in that interview, as Annie Rogers of MLB.com is talking to him, and she says... You know what it feel like, all that sort of stuff. And he's, you know, I'm in the batter's box, and Salvador Perez is in the batter's box hitting, and that's a guy he grew up watching, okay?
Well, I mean, you think about it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. He's in the mode of like, oh my
gosh.
You're
realizing it, Dusty. You're right. An old fart.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that he's in the moment of like, oh my God, that's Salvador Perez. That's Salvador Perez that's hitting in front of me. And then it's the other guys. Bobby, who's still young as all age can be, but Vinny, Bobby are both young, and Sal, they're the ones like, this is the young guy. Watch this. And it took one pitch for Bobby to say, hold my beer, kid. This is what we're going to do now. And that, and here's the other thing. If 0 for 5, that's his 0 for 5?
So what?
And he's in his first game where the nerves, the butterflies, everything's going nuts. You're in St. Louis. Those are his butterflies. Oh, by the way, guys, remember his AAA debut in Omaha? What'd he do? He went 0 for 5.
Yeah, so what?
The very next night, he went 3 for 5.
Yep.
So now we get to see how an 0 for 5 bounce back game goes. And boy, once he starts cracking up and he starts hitting that bat and it starts landing, 113 and 112 last night for outs and a deep fly ball to right center field where a great play was made. Look, man, I'm excited.
Who's pitching tonight?
Your boy, Noah Cameron.
No, for St. Louis.
Oh, Mikolas? Miles Mikolas.
That's tonight.
He's got one of the nastiest stashes in the game.
Yeah.
Nastier than mine. And he's got a resurgence this year. He's had a pretty good season.
Oh, he's been pretty good this year.
And but yeah, tonight I'm sure he'll DH again. I'm sure he'll hit 6. I assume you'll see the same exact lineup.
I wouldn't change a damn thing after scoring 10 yesterday. There's no reason to.
But there was definitely something in the room. There was definitely something in the dugout. There was and you're watching these guys. Introductions, you know, being there, seeing everybody go there. There was a pep in the step.
Absolutely. And that's why this David Sampson guy who we heard from yesterday, we've got his stuff again. This is why I'm going to be so, like, you know, vile towards this guy, because what happened yesterday and what we saw yesterday is JJ understanding his team, not some paid actor.
Yeah.
Do we have that audio?
That got quiet.
I didn't know we were just going to wait in silence for me. I didn't know that's what was in
play. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Greg, give me a second. No, yes, I didn't know we were going to the audio. I thought we were.
You're all right. You're all right. No, I just sometimes silence sells. But no, it. I don't know. I just think last night there was a jolt, and that's what we were talking about last night about how like what this can do, how this can be, you know, where you can get this sort of thing. So go ahead, Mac, hit it.
What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th? We waited to call up Miguel Cabrera until after June 17th, and therefore we got an extra year at the minimum. I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue, that's a bunch of horse hockey. You take the extra 2 weeks because it gives you an extra year, and it compounds itself in arbitration. This is a $10 million decision they made. Right. He better be enough. Vladimir Guerrero. Like,
this is a bean counter who sits at corporate and tells people what they need to be doing based on dollars. And that's not the way you run a business. That's not the way you run a company. And that sure as hell is not the way you run a baseball team. Tell me how much each win is worth in Major League Baseball. I don't know what that price is, but they got a win yesterday. And I promise you, they do not win that game yesterday if Jack Caglione is not on this team. He is responsible for that win yesterday. Those guys were fired up. They had the pep in the step. And that's a general manager understanding his team and not listening to these blowhards, you know, that are, you know, formers that did nothings. And had their stepdad buy a team so they could get a job type stuff. Like, this is...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. chumbacasino.com and make every day a chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This what JJ did yesterday is going to go down, I think, is one of his most important moves, one of his best moves, whether his most in-tuned moves that he had with his ball club. That's an in-tune general manager making that move and understanding where his club is, because wins matter. We're in the toughest division in the American League right now. Every win matters. And if the Royals make the playoffs and they do it by one game, is anybody going to care that Jack Caglione may come to arbitration a year earlier with an owner that has shown if you're good enough, they will pay you?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.